Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
All right, so earlier today we were talking in Mile High Hype, which is kind of like our little trending report, about this Norwegian athlete. What was his name, Josh?
Sturla Lægreid.
Of course it is.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Good old Sturla. What was going on with Sturla?
So essentially, he did win the bronze medal for the biathlon, which is a huge feat in and of itself. But what made the news worldwide, seriously, was the fact that afterwards he got interviewed by a Norwegian media outlet and he broke down in tears. Everybody thought it was because he meddled. No, it was because he made a confession of having an affair live on TV and then professed his love to his girlfriend again, essentially being like, please take me back.
Please take me back.
He said a very corny thing, and this is, quote, I found the gold medal in life, and now I don't have her.
Oh,
poor buddy. Poor buddy. So do you technically call that an affair or just cheating if it's a girlfriend?
I think it's cheating.
I think it's cheating.
Yeah.
Longtime girlfriend, though. He cheated.
Yeah.
And during the hype report, we were like, oh, poor buddy. It's all right. Like, you know, you're professing your love now.
On the world's biggest stage.
Great. You're doing the right thing. And then Cassidy, one of our listeners, hopped on the Mix 100 Denver app, and she used that little microphone button to send us a voicemail.
Uh-huh.
Here's what Cassidy, one of our listeners, said about it.
Okay, you guys, we need to talk about this skier man who cheated on his girlfriend and then professed his love to her after he won an Olympic medal. Because y'all were being like, oh, he is so nice that he used his world platform to apologize to her. But, like, no, he turned his mistake about him. She's the one who got cheated on. Why is he crying about it on TV and making himself the victim? Like, I don't agree. This is craziness. Maybe this needs to be a show wants to know, because this is wild. Anyway, I hope y'all have a really great day. I love your show. Y'all got me fired up this morning.
She was all fired up.
She sure was.
She makes a solid point. He did kind of turn it around and make it, you know, all about him, I guess. But then again, like, he was apologizing.
Yeah.
Right?
To me, is the fact that he used that post-meddling interview to go up there and bring his personal life into it. I mean, yeah, he was kind of acting like the victim, but also he opened himself up to all kinds of people judging him, right? Because that's what we are doing today. Yeah. That's where I feel like he was vulnerable. He wants what's best for both of them. At least that's how he sounded. Now, whether or not she takes him back, that is up to her 100%. But I just, like, sided with him a little bit in the sense that he really tried to make
sweet?
It right. I think it's sweet.
I think it's sweet.
I think
kinda.
I think it's awkward.
And
it's awkward, but also, again, like, as much as he made it about him, he opened it up for everyone to criticize him, and we all feel bad for her today. That's the thing. We all feel bad for her.
Oh, I guess. We don't know what was going on behind the scenes, though.
We don't.
You know, like,
we
it could have been a really bad relationship, and that's why he strayed a little bit. So,
yeah.
He said he
here's what
gold
we can
medal.
Do.
Yeah.
We can open up the phone lines, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1 1649. I guess the question is do you feel bad for this guy, or, like, did he do the right thing? Is he a jerk? You know, what's your opinion on this? Cassidy was pretty adamant.
Like she doesn't like him more because of him doing this. Like,
whereas I kind of like him more because he's coming clean, right?
Yeah.
He's confessing his sins.
Yeah. On the biggest stage. Again,
huge
in front of everyone.
Stage.
Yeah.
Here's Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think about this dude? Was he right or wrong for doing this?
No, he's trash. So he can take his moment to be woe is me and then have the entire world guilt tripping her into taking him back and pressuring her. She shouldn't have to take him back. He's trash. He cheated.
Mm. But now he's apologizing. He knows he did wrong. He's bearing his soul to the world.
It's the way if he truly wanted to apologize, he would have done it to her immediately after it happened and in private, not for the entire world to see and get the entire world to weigh in their opinion so then she feels conflicted.
So you don't think
solid.
It's endearing. You think it was him
no,
trying to add pressure
it's
on her.
Manipulative.
Manipulative.
Mm. Or he's just incredibly sad, and this is like a therapy session for him, and he's just kind of spilling his guts
making
here.
It about
well,
him,
then
though.
He has enough money being an Olympic star that he should go get a therapist.
He should.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, now, you know what, Shannon?
So you're
you...
saying he shouldn't have done
no.
this, Shannon?
If he truly felt bad, he would have apologized as soon as it happened, not 3 months later in front of the entire world. That he doesn't care. He probably got caught. She probably found out. And so he thought, before it comes out from her side, I'm going to take it into my own hands and apologize for the world.
And you know what? On top of it, it's just a bronze medal. He
I
won.
Know.
He's not even a gold or silver guy. What a lame-o, right?
Oh, it's funny.
Weak.
No, he's trash.
He's all right. Trash.
He doesn't deserve her.
All right, I put Shannon down for he's trash.
He is trash.
Shannon, I love your feistiness. You are fired up. This is why we open up our phone lines. Thank you for calling
Listen,
in.
Listen, I had a whole text ready until you opened the phone line.
You're like, hold me back. Yeah, right. Hold me back.
I'm going to call.
You can call whenever you want, Shannon. Have a great day.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, bye. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Hi. All right, are you fired
Hello.
Up too?
Yes. Oh, my days. So this guy, he needs to, like, he could have apologized one-on-one in a nice little restaurant. But no, you had to do it on live television.
Watch your language. I'm afraid something's going to slip out
you
here.
You really are excited.
She's 11. She's 11.
Oh, she's 11?
Oh, she's 11?
Yeah.
That was an 11-year-old?
You're so passionate.
I love this. I have no idea.
You need to get a gold medal. Come on.
If you're going to do it on live television, at least get gold.
Exactly.
That's what
right?
I'm saying, right?
Yeah, you hoist the
gold. That's how you really woo them back.
You can make that proclamation. Mm-hmm.
We're so sorry that you slept with another woman, sir.
He does get the gold in sleeping around. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
Oh, you ladies are funny. Thank you for calling in. Have a good day.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
She's 11.
Hey. Right now, I don't want to take any more calls because I am worried that these ladies are going to start cussing.
Well, then you have to give them a chance to sound off. You open the phone lines. You got to give them a chance.
I also have to protect the license of this year radio stations.
So. There's also
y'all
that.
Y'all are getting feisty. Thank you for your call. Calls and comments. Appreciate you guys.